welcome Dr. Kirby, who belongs to the School of Food Biosciences. Some of you here I know are going to that school. And she's going to give a lecture to us today on a very topical issue on obesity.
Thank you very much, Joan. Good morning. Okay, I'm going to tell you what the right answer is while we get the graph going. How many people answered A? Anybody answer B? Anybody answer C? Well done, very good. C is the right answer. And the reason that C is the right answer is that the way that we classify obesity is in terms of the body mass index. Now, the body mass index is your weight in kilograms divided by your height squared, measured in meters. So if you have a BMI of less than 18.5, then according to the World Health Organization classification, you're underweight, or a popular description is thin. A healthy, normal, or acceptable weight, BMI, is 18.5 to 24.9. If you have a BMI of 25 to 29.9, that's classified as grade 1 overweight. If you have a BMI of 30 to 39.9, this is defined as obese. So the definition of obesity is if you have a BMI of more than 30 kilograms per meter squared. And if you have a BMI of more than 40, this is described as morbidly obese. And what that means is obesity which is very likely to be associated with some sort of disease or illness. Now, why are we concerned about the prevalence of obesity and obesity in our populations? Well, put very simply, being obese makes your risk of death, risk of mortality from all causes, very significantly higher. In fact, the relationship of body mass index, or BMI, to mortality is described as a J-shaped curve. So this curve is shaped like a J. Along the x-axis, you have units of body mass index with 5-unit increments from 20 to 40. And on the y-axis is mortality ratio. That just means risk of death. And what you'll see is that if you have a BMI between 20 and 25, within this range, there's very little effect on your risk of death. So if you have a BMI within that healthy, normal, acceptable range, there's no increased risk of death if you put on a little weight or take off a little. Below 20, there is a slight kink up, and that gives you the end of the J, because being significantly underweight seems to also be associated with increased risk of death. If you look at what happens between a BMI of 25 and 30, you can see that the risk of death increases. But the risk of death increases very sharply from 30 to 35, and then even more sharply from 35 to 40. And this J-shaped curve signifies the fact that with each 5-unit increase in BMI, the increase in risk of death is ever so much steeper. So the more weight, excess weight that you put on, the more your risk of death increases. Now, it's interesting to see that definitions of obesity actually differ for different ethnic groups, and they've always been standardized according to European people, but actually the cutoff levels for BMI are different for different populations. So as I said, BMI is calculated as your weight in kilograms over your height in meters squared. And for the European and Afro-Caribbean populations, the classification of overweight is 25 to 29.9, and the definition of obesity is 30. But the cutoffs for South Asians seem to be different. In fact, they're lower. A South Asian person is classified as being overweight when their BMI is only 23 to 24.9, and they're classified as obese when their BMI is more than 25, not more than 30. So the cutoffs are lower for South Asians, and that is because for South Asians, a higher BMI is associated with an even greater risk of mortality than for Europeans and Afro-Caribbeans. That means that it's more dangerous for a person who is of South Asian origin to put on excess weight than it is for a European. We don't exactly know the reasons for that, partly genetic, probably, but also perhaps the fact that South Asians tend to have a smaller, slighter build naturally means that they are less able, their bodies are less able to cope with excess weight if they acquire excess weight. So the cutoffs seem to be different for South Asians and Europeans and Afro-Caribbeans. Putting on excess weight is a higher risk for a South Asian person.